Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today. You know, guys, when you get to be our age, finding the motivation to get back in shape can be hard. It's just plain tough to find a routine and to stick with it. Good news. FitBod is a fitness app that is anything but routine. It tailors your workouts to fit your life, your goals, your gear, and even your schedule, so you can avoid burnout. And FitBod helps keep up your momentum by mixing in different exercises, reps, supersets, and circuits. Best yet, FitBod has over 1,000 demonstration videos, so you can learn the right way to do each exercise. It's time to ditch the boring routines and kickstart your fitness journey. Add FitBod to your workout essentials. Join today to get your personalized workout plan. Get 25% off your subscription or try the app for free at fitbod.me/zabe. That's fitbod.me/zabe. You've heard me talk about my dog Tucker a lot on this podcast, and it's hard to imagine our family now without the joy that this little field spaniel has brought to our daily lives. That's when we were approached about advertising Superfood Complete on the show, and I said, well, yes, of course. Actress Katherine Heigl has helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, and she is seeing more and more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Dogs across America, just like my dog Tucker, are trying Superfood Complete and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/Zabe and order right now to get up to 50% off your regularly priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com. That's BadlandsRanch.com/Zabe today.
It's millennials. They don't care about getting stuff right. You've given up on them, haven't you?
Well, yeah. Well, why? Of course. Why wouldn't I?
Oh, I hate him also. Sorry. Oh, look at you.
And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brother. Does he look like a bitch?
What?
Go on.
Of all the things I do not recommend in life, Jay, and you've been through quite a bit yourself, let me just say for the record, don't ever hurt your back, if at all possible.
I've never done that.
Oh, knock on wood, cross your fingers, rub your lucky rabbit's foot. I did something shoveling, of course, and it's been a bad couple of days, man. I'm sitting here. I mean, just bending over is hard. Any movement.
You shoveled by hand?
Well. There's a story behind that.
I'm not a smart man. Go ahead.
And I'll tell you about it right now. Hold on. Post coming. So take a guess at who left his Aaron's 18-inch gas-powered snowblower idle for the last 2 years because we had 0.0 inches of shovelable, much less snow-throwable white stuff.
A guy named Smart Smaben.
Yes. Didn't drain the didn't run it out of gas to make sure the deposits didn't clog up in the carburetor. Did not start it well prior to the winter season to make sure it was in working order. Didn't make sure the oil. I mean, just I just left it for 2 years
can I
like
ask
a moron.
Before you start that, by
shocker,
the way.
Shocker that it didn't start the other day when I needed it, just like that.
So letting your gas all go out, that's a real thing, right?
Oh no, you're supposed to burn off all the gas because you don't want. There's always like a little bit of sediment, dirt deposits in any gasoline, and if it's not in the gasoline, it's in the inner lining of your tank, of your little, you know, device. So it will settle over time, and then it gets clogged in the very small carburetor points that intake the fuel.
Could you save this, and then we're going to send it to my brother, who called me an idiot one time. I got a blower and mulcher that I spent like $18,000 because I have a lot of leaves, and the last time I used it, I said I gotta drain this. He goes, that's bullshit on that. And he took just so you can send this to him, and I'm not an idiot. That's all. I'm thank you for saying that.
Not bullshit. Now they do make something called StabiFuel, which is a specific gas oil fuel mixture that you can leave in your small 2-stroke engines all winter long. But the problem with this actual snowblower is it's not a 2-stroke. It's a gas in one compartment, oil in the other compartment machine. You know, your leaf blowers, your string trimmers, those are the so-called 2-strokes that use a combination of gas with oil mixed in at a specific ratio.
See, this is the stuff you know. Stick to this stuff.
Stick to this stuff. But I didn't I didn't take care of it. And so we had, and it was a very light snow, but I had to go to a doctor's appointment, and I'm like, all right, I just gotta shovel off at least enough to keep, you know, to get out of the driveway, no big deal. And I was trying to save my back, and I think I hurt my back, and boy is it suck. But bending over is tough. Any sharp movement I'm very wary of. I'm wiping through my legs like a long snapper. It's so humiliating. It's not pretty.
Okay, that's a little funny. I'm sorry.
All right, we got a busy agenda today, including a couple of guest walk-ons who are Steeler fans. So you guys are going to have a little Steeler roundtable on the state of the franchise and Mike Tomlin. All right. I think you'll like these guys. They're both fans of yours, fans of the podcast.
Okay.
One of them is Houston Scotty. I think you've been on with him before.
Houston Scotty, who the only time I didn't like him was during the playoffs.
Right, exactly.
But I do like Scotty, yes.
Right. And then Philly Nate, who is actually a Steeler fan, even though he lives in Philadelphia. He says, listening to Philly radio the last 2 days after the Eagles loss has been like Festivus 24/7.
I want to talk about Sirianni, too, also.
Okay. The most punchable face in the NFL?
I'm gonna hold my fire. Go ahead.
We're not gonna really talk. We're gonna talk mostly Steelers because Nate's a Steeler fan, and Nathan. He goes by Nathan. I've never called him Nate. And then Scott is a Steeler fan. Although this is where we should give Scott some shit. He's now all about guess who, the Houston Texans. And I said,
you can't do that.
I said, whoa. You don't just get to start leaning that way after all the misery. I know. He said he was raised a Steeler fan by his dad in Arkansas.
Still the one thing I love about my dad. My dad lived in Baltimore, Maryland for like 50 years after he grew up in Virginia. But he was forever a Yankee fan.
Right.
And he never tried to get me to be a Yankee fan. Never. You're in Baltimore, you're an Oriole fan. That's it. Yeah,
right.
I love
that. Right. Well, the best meme, one of the good memes going around after the Cowboys lost was really tough for the Cowboy fans, but don't worry, they're getting ready for Yankee season spring training.
Well, they got the Lakers also.
Well, the Lakers.
Exactly. And Duke.
And Duke. Era Duke is Duke.
Yeah.
All right, so what are your thoughts on the NFL playoffs? My focus is solely on, please, Buffalo, stop Kansas City. And not because of Taylor Swift. I literally don't care about that. I just can't take Mahomes' whining, and I'm sick of the Chiefs. I want them out.
I know I don't want the Chiefs out because I want one thing right now, because the most hated fans to me are now one, and it's the Ravens fans. And I can't wait for them to lose and Lamar Jackson play terrible again in the playoffs. And I just tell them, because one person, I have a friend, he's not a friend, he's a guy, not even a friend, who tried to sell me that Lamar Jackson is generational. I'm like, no, he's fucking not. He's not won any fucking thing. He's not generational. You're only generational when you win titles. And he's, I don't hate Lamar Jackson. I want to like him. But the way they talk about him, he's the greatest QB. He's Michael Vick 2.0. That's it. That's all he is.
Right.
So don't someone try to sell me that he's the greatest QB I've ever seen. I've seen that guy before. It's called, his name was Mike Vick.
There is
just happened to like to kill dogs on the side and that, killed that. But no, don't try to sell me that Lamar Jackson is the greatest thing ever. He's not generational.
Yeah.
Stop talking to that.
There is huge pressure on Lamar because he is not produced.
He's 1-3. That's why.
Right.
He's 1-3.
And there's a huge difference between, okay, it's Thursday night, it's an Amazon game, short week, the opponent you played has three guys, you just got hurt the last game, they're definitely going to load manage them, even though that's not a thing in the NFL, but they're going to play them because they know it's a long season, and oh shit, Lamar just ran for 193 yards and two scores, versus, okay, all hands on deck, it's a fucking win or go home game, and teams bring it a bit differently. He's got to be a better quarterback in the playoffs.
And so he shit the
pressure
pot
is on him. Yes, he has.
In these games, yes.
Yes, he has. And the toughest thing in sports, I think, for people to get their heads around and for organizations to kind of grapple with is knowing they've got either a coach or a quarterback who's good, Jay, but not good enough. But not good enough.
Had that discussion. We went down coaches list or QBs list, and people were shocked to know who I think. That's a wonderful one right there.
So
that's wonderful,
right? So I think that we've identified Kirk as good, but not good enough.
Yes.
I think as coaches go, I think McCarthy is good, but not good enough. We'll get into Tomlin and his recent run. He obviously has won it all before, so he's not immune to being good enough when it matters, but what's the recent track record? Let's put that to the side for a second. Hurts is under the microscope now because he definitely regressed this year, and he has a weird vibe going on with his teammates, it seems. I don't know what they think of him. He doesn't really react. He is a complete poker face on the sideline. Like earlier this year when Elliott made the 60-yarder to win, he was like, yeah, okay, great.
I saw that coming.
Yeah, even if you expected it. Yeah. So there's teams that are going to figure out, what they want to do there. Do you think go ahead.
Now I was going to ask, what are your thoughts on Baker Mayfield?
I'm happy for him in a limited happy sense. I'm not like deliriously happy. I am, okay, hey, good for him, He's crawled through a mile-long tunnel of shit like Andy Dufresne. And he's, basking his face in the sun right now. So good for him. I don't think he's any great shakes. I think he's hot right now. I think he's resonating with his players. He's got weapons, even though Mike Evans dropped a couple of touchdowns on him. But I don't think he's any great shakes. I'm happy for him, though, in a limited sports. Okay, good for him. Someone said
he's going to be one bad a game this week to going back to being Joe Flacco. That's
right,
what I said.
Right. Right. The chariot is going to turn into a pumpkin at some point.
Yes.
I look at him and I think, okay, he's everything that we had hoped Johnny Manziel would be, but wasn't. Huh? Yeah.
No, I'm laughing because of that. I didn't think about that. But
am I wrong? A scrappy, punky, run around sort of shit talking QB. He was what Johnny Manziel was supposed to be, but Manziel just was a drug-addicted douchebag who didn't want to work.
You ever hear McDaniel talk about having to work with Johnny Manziel and how much of an asshole he was?
Well, they said that they actually had figured out he didn't open up his iPad.
I don't understand how a quarterback who does just not look at the plays. I just don't even... that concept, I can't put my head around it. And he didn't.
Yeah.
What do you think he would do on
not even
Monday
it.
Through Thursday? What would you think? I
I can't even like his Netflix special because he's such an ass. He just doesn't have all that much talent.
Yeah.
But he's not an ass. Right. Johnny's just an ass.
Right, and a guy who just didn't want to work. Okay.
Yeah.
Tell me if you know this sound effect from our youth when it comes to video games. All right.
This is going off swimmingly.
My man Nathan Nye joins the chat now from Philadelphia as a lifelong Stiller fan, and he is a loyal Zabecast listener. Nathan, say hello to Notorious J-A-Y.
Notorious. Good to meet you in person. Or virtually.
Nathan, so. Hello.
Virtually so, yes. I called Shirey first. I was going to bring him in, and he's unresponsive, Nathan, despite our repeated texts to be ready at 7 Eastern.
Probably having coffee with Joel Osteen.
Actually, probably trying to monitor his lovely bride's vodka intake. He says... That his bride goes through at least 3 handles of vodka a week.
Ooh.
I hope she's buying that at wholesale.
Right, exactly. Better be the cheap stuff, the Stolichnaya, right?
Yeah, the banker's club.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So Nathan is a longtime Stiller fan and has thoughts on Tomlin. Jay, why don't you get your Tomlin takeout first? Is it time for the Steelers to move on from him?
I wanted him fired 4 years ago.
That's what I thought. So it's long past time. So nothing has changed in your thinking.
Nope. There'll be one game over 500 and everybody will blow him and say, well, he hasn't had it. It'll be 18 next year that he has five. He goes 500. He hasn't lost a season ever. And I'm like, that means absolutely nothing. It means we'll now draft at 24, 25,
right,
and get a media guard from Wisconsin.
Hey.
And that's who we'll get. That's it.
All right. Seattle, LA Chargers, Atlanta, New York Giants, Detroit, Baltimore, Cleveland, Indianapolis, Dallas, Minnesota, Houston, Tennessee, Jacksonville, New Orleans, Green Bay, Buffalo, Cincinnati, New England, Tampa Bay, Philadelphia, Kansas City, Los Angeles, the Rams, and San Francisco. What do all those teams have in common, Jay?
They all draft in front of the Steelers.
They have all won a playoff game more recently.
I do that.
Than the Steelers. Now, Nathan, you had some time today to dig into some related supporting evidence regarding it's time to move on from Tomlin. Because yesterday, to my shock, Charch, Jay, with a full-throated defense of Tomlin, along with my buddy Big Mike, and I tried to nudge them in the direction of, you sure he's as good as you're painting him out to be? Nathan, what did you find today digging into the last 14 years of Tomlin?
Well, I break Tomlin's problems down into 5 key points. He doesn't have any game day strategy. He doesn't develop talent. He doesn't have an eye for innovative coaching. He doesn't demonstrate an understanding of complementary football between offense and defense. And he runs an undisciplined program that you can see through the likes of Le'Veon Bell, Antonio Brown, Deontay Johnson. They all have problems. And quite honestly, I'd say the biggest problem he has is he doesn't draft well. He has missed on linebackers and defensive backs for most of his career. And I went through and let me just list some of the studious people he's drafted between the first and the fourth rounds on the defensive backside. Anthony Smith, Jay, I'm sure you remember that.
Shirey.
Touchdowns that night.
Shirey.
I know it's just going to get worse.
Hold on. Shirey, you there?
No, this is John Ronish.
You son of a bitch. Fuck you. All right, now we got everybody here. Congratulations, you're late. All right, Nathan, again. So Nathan just went through his 5 points of Mike Tomlin deficiency, which was pretty brutal because I'm like, so he has to be doing something right. I mean, come on now.
Well, he cuts a great presser. I mean, everybody.
He's fucking great. The standard is the standard.
But he was given the original recipe for Coke, and he's given us the version of New Coke for the last 5 to 10
great
years.
Metaphor.
So pick it up from your after your 5 points. You said he hasn't drafted for shit. I've heard people say, but he's not drafting, and then I've heard other people push back to go, oh no. His hand is fully in the soup when it comes to drafting.
And I would agree with the latter point. His hand is fully in the soup. He had, and I would lay some of the blame of drafting also at the hands of Kevin Colbert, who was the GM.
But Kevin Colbert though had better ones than he had bad ones. So I can't.
Yes,
I can't shit on Kevin Colbert.
I am saying he had a hand in it. I can't.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Okay.
I mean, I'm not saying that it was all Mike Tomlin. To be, you know, fair on this. Okay, Kevin Colbert shares some of the blame, but, you know, once Tomlin won a Super Bowl and kind of got to a second, I think his hands became kind of the one on the wheel making the turns.
Very true.
And you go to Anthony Smith at safety, horrible. Cortez Allen. And these are all people that were drafted in the first, second, third, or fourth rounds. You can't miss. You can't miss. And I haven't even gotten to linebackers yet, but we got Cortez Allen. We got Anthony Smith. We got Shamarco Thomas. There's the winner for you. Sezquez Golden.
Sezquez Golden.
It didn't matter how you say it, he sucked.
Boy, Jay, that's going to be a hard license plate to find at the Disney gift shop right there.
That's true. Was he from Ole Miss? Is that where he's from?
Yes, I think he was.
Yeah, okay.
Was it Ole Miss or Mississippi State?
Mississippi State, I was thinking.
Yeah, I think it was Mississippi State, but we're okay. Missing, but that's fine.
Then we got another first-rounder in Artie Burns in 2016, followed by the follow-up of Sean Davis for round two. Both.
That's from Maryland.
Yes. Terrell Edmonds, another DB miss.
Maryland again.
Oh, boy. All right, so here's a larger point I'll throw out there, and that is it seems like coming out of the inevitable, you could see it coming from a mile away, decline and end of Big Ben, there is no organizational urgency to get another quarterback.
Very, very quickly, I got to say this, so if you guys say it, they'll think you guys are black coach hate. I'm going to say it right now. Okay. So you guys can say it, and they say, oh, listen to you guys. The white guys talk about the black coaches. His clock management is the worst thing in the history of sports.
As recent
and he sits there with that dumb look on his face. And then he's lost to, I want to say, 25 under 500 teams.
Jay, he was 2-5. No, I think he was 1-5 against first-year coaches this year.
And
he didn't call timeout right before the halftime when the punter for Buffalo pulled his hamstring.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Hunter pulls pulls a hammy. They got like a minute and change. He's got all his timeouts.
Call timeout. You're trying to get. I know. I went
like,
crazy.
Nah, we're good. We're good. No, but back to my point about the quarterbacks, boys. Why didn't the Pittsburgh Steelers get real serious real quick on, okay, we got to find a next guy? Chop, chop.
He loves Kenny Pickett. That's why. He's in love with him.
Yeah, but Kenny Pickett was just.
Jay, hold up. Before any of that, where are we drafting? I say we like I have a jersey. Where are we drafting?
Late
typically?
First.
Late first round.
18,
so the only
17.
Way.
So you
now, again,
trade up.
Unless they've got. Well, you either trade up or you get really, really lucky and find these more gold mines, which we now have seen what San Francisco did. But let's be really, really frank. What did San Francisco do? Trading all these picks to get Trey Lance. That was their guy. They stumbled into the guy that's going to inevitably well, barring any Green Bay fantastic play this weekend, might very well put him into the Super Bowl.
Sure.
So to that end, there's no exact science clearly defining a decent damn quarterback. If that's the case, we couldn't find one serviceable one. The fact that we haven't even discussed Mitchell Trubisky, they picked him up, and that was the guy that was supposed to be a bridge gap. In what world do you look at Mitchell Trubisky and say, no, there's our stopgap to get us over until we get Kenny Pickett up and running? This has been disorganization from – I can solve your problem in one fell swoop. You get rid of Tomlin, and you go get Anthony Weaver out of Baltimore. You kill two birds with one stone, and you solve any sort of prickliness that might come from getting rid of a – a black coach like Mike Tomlin, and you hire one of the most brilliant people you can find in Anthony Weaver.
Is Weaver watch, good, Jay?
Watch your team take him.
Who's Weaver?
Weaver? DC in Baltimore. He's a coach in Baltimore.
Okay.
But I don't know how good he is. I don't know how. I never know how good coaches are. I never know.
Well, that's the thing. And I think what the Steelers need is to find a way to craft a message.
I'm hiring Harbaugh, and I'm not even thinking about it. I'm hiring tomorrow.
Okay, so
let's go around.
Let's go around the horn. If you could pick any guy who's currently available, who would it be? You say Harbaugh, Jay. Nathan, who would you take?
I'd take Vrabel.
Okay, Shirey. You'd take Edwards.
I'm going with Anthony Weaver. I'm just telling you, look at Baltimore's defense. Name me two all pros that are on Baltimore's defense right now.
And the crickets.
Terrell
Suggs and Ray Lewis and Ed Reed.
I think Terrell Suggs is still doing cameos on HBO series right now.
I got a
laugh out of Jay. I'm going to go ahead and check that as the box and the bingo for 2024. No, to me, Anthony Weaver, and again, I say this because I watched Anthony here in Houston play, but also coach here and work his way from the ground up. If you look at his pedigree, where he's come from and what he's had to go through and what he has built out of nothing, and I hate the Ravens. Believe me, I want to give them no credit for anything.
Not more than Jay.
No, I know, because Jay's on the front line. I'm over here in Houston, so I'm fighting those battles here. But to that end, I think Anthony's a Notre Dame guy. So he's brilliant in that regard because he actually went through the Notre Dame program. He's won a Super Bowl. He's played for Super Bowl winning coaches. Hell, he's coached with, and I'll say this out loud, really bad coaches and still got great outcomes. He's a brilliant guy. As far as a player's coach, anybody that has ever played with him, it's the next coming of D'Amico Ryans, and I do believe that down in my chest.
God damn it, he's good. And I look at him and like the Indian with the trash with a tear.
Oh,
that's how I look
yes,
at him.
Iron Eyes Cody. Iron Eyes Cody, who was not Indian, he was a Sicilian, you know that.
Okay.
They said on The Sopranos.
They said on The Sopranos. Yes,
yeah, he was an Italian actor who did a bunch of those movies back in the day, and they hired him for the commercial. But yes, I know. You've got that one tier like Iron Eyes Cody. You got two tiers like No Sean Moreno. I think Nathan's got the two tiers like No Sean Moreno just streaming down his cheeks thinking, another year of Tomlin.
It's so awful to watch because you can predict what's coming. We need to run the ball, run a 4-minute offense. Hey, quick 3-and-out passes. We don't run any time off the clock. Punt, defense back on the field. End of game. I mean, that's his MO.
Well,
the fact that he brought back Matt Canada is still the worst hiring in the history
of the NFL in
the last 25 years.
Which
maybe
is
Ray Hanley, and what was the Rich Kotite?
Yes.
The worst two coaches ever.
And I'm putting Tomlin on
that list now.
And the amount of heat and the amount of suckitude required to get him out tells you how hard Tomlin held on to the rope on him, right? I mean, they were chanting fire Canada at Penguins games. The kicker was caught on camera clowning him after a win. Saying it wasn't because of you. Like, it was an extraordinary heat, and he hung on and hung on, finally had to get rid of him. So, yes, that is also something that you shake your head and say, I can't believe that's the case. But what the Steelers need to do, boys, just in summation, is they got to figure out a way to translate the classic, it's not you, it's me, breakup line. You're familiar with that. Right, boys?
Lived it once or twice.
It's not you, it's me. The Steelers need to say, look, Mike Tomlin is a Hall of Famer. He is a great coach with many more years ahead of him. However, it's just time for a fresh voice in the locker room and perhaps a slightly different angle of running the team. That's all we're looking forward to. We can't wait to someday induct Mike into the Ring of Honor here at Heinz Field. No longer Heinz.
Have we actually even talked about the line that everybody seems to want to use, which is every team would be lining up to hire him. You say, be crazy. easy to actually not keep him. You know who else got laid off or fired or quit? Super Bowl winning coach Bill Parcells. And teams were lining up. He went to the Cowboys. Refresh my memory. Exactly how many Super Bowls did he win in Dallas as Bill Parcells?
Right. I know.
I know you guys can't say this, but it was a game time when Lamar and Tomlin lost on the same day. And I said, this was to a bunch of friends, and I think I said it on Twitter. At some time, as black people, we can say that Lamar and Mike Tomlin are overrated. I got so much hate for them for saying that.
Oh, my God. Jay, you're going.
I was like, you guys can't show me that I'm not right about this. You can't show me. None of you can show me.
If we hired Omar Epps to play Tomlin next year, I think we would finish 8-8 or better.
Well, just look. You have a coach who actually coaches the team and calls the players on the sideline. And then an actor that does the podium shit. Because really, all the podium shit, it's meaningless. Like, it's so dumb. It doesn't matter in the big scheme of things. And yet they make these coaches go through this stuff. And when they fuck up on the podium, it's played over and over and over again.
I'm a little concerned about Jay at this point. If we actually do have to have a racial draft, if he may actually fall down some rounds because of what he just said, I'm concerned about.
No,
that.
Jay.
If anybody tries to show what I said, I'm wrong. I'm still waiting for somebody to show me that I was incorrect in what I just said.
Okay,
you're not wrong.
I agree that Lamar is overrated, but Jay, I like the guy for some reason. There's something about him. I dig his humility.
He's not a generational QB.
No, I understand that.
He's just a good dude. That's it.
Yeah, like he is a good dude. He's not a cornball brother like RG3.
No.
But he's down to earth. He's self-deprecating. Like when he was on a podcast with Brady last week, Brady's like, man, when I saw you make that move, I'm like, this is why people watch football. And he was genuinely like, blushing, going, man, that means a lot coming from you. That was great, you know? Like, he's very down to earth. And he did win by holding to his ground and not having an agent. Even though I was screaming, get an agent, get an agent, get an agent, he ended up winning. So, props to him.
Was he available? Wait, was Lamar available, though, as a free
agent? 21, I think they got him at 21.
Oh, that's right. Oh, wait. No, if I'm not mistaken, he's on the big contract right now.
He
so,
is. Yeah.
Oh yeah, I was a free agent. Got drafted. Oh yeah.
So, no. But my question is: he was available when the Steelers were looking for? Oh, that's right. We weren't going to go looking for Lamar. No, nobody lined up to go get Lamar, even Baltimore. And now, where is he at? He's on the precipice of going to the AFC Championship game.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. This is
smart.
Jay's got the under on that. You know, we're driven by the search for better. When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. This according to a recent Indeed survey. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the show by saying you heard about it right here on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Summer concert season is almost upon us, and if you're heading out to a country show, it'll be all about the boots. With seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more, Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there is no in-store experience quite like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges. And they ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's N-O-O-M.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today. All right. Well, boys, it's not that teams never announce we're not firing a guy, but it's out there today that Tomlin's coming back. Is it final, do you think, that he's coming back?
Oh, yes, 100%. Because okay. The Steelers are cheap, and they're going to bring him back for those reasons.
Okay.
Do they extend him, though, Jay? Because if he coaches without an extension, that would be a departure from the norm.
Don't even.
An extension.
Did they let Cowher's contract run out the same way? I want to believe that's Cowher, exactly how they handled Cowher. Is Cowher, I think, got right up on top of his contract, and after they won the Super Bowl the last time, in '05, he was up on a contract year, I believe, and that was back and forth. And I think they did not sign him because I think he actually said, "This is probably going to be my last year," and that turned out to be true. So he sort of played out the end of his contract. Don't quote me on that, but I really want to think that's what happened there.
But he had intimated that he was going to be done. And so I don't think he signed his contract that following year from the Super Bowl. Because he was almost on a year-to-year, a year extension.
That sounds right. Yeah.
Remember that year about 3 or 4 years ago where there was a rumor that he was going to go play at USC? He was going to take that job.
Play?
I almost died.
A coach there.
I almost died twice.
Well, I would say that, you know, Cowher was one of the guys that, quote, teams would be lining up to hire. You know, this is the thing. It's hard to get a job.
He's a whole nother reason on why.
To be fair.
No, let me get back. He had good coaches under Cowher. I can't say that. Well, he had great coaches.
That's
under
part of being a good head coach. Hiring guys who are good under you. Yeah.
Guys, Cowher's wife was sick at that time. We didn't really know how sick she was. So that's probably one of the reasons why he didn't jump right back
but,
into
well,
coaching.
Well, okay, not jump
he
right back.
He was dealing with the wife.
But he also had chances, and he realized this TV gig is too easy and too good. So fuck it. I'm out. It's just hard to get rehired. After Washington, Shanny thought for sure someone else would give him a run. He got an interview with Buffalo, didn't get the job, and then the phone stopped ringing. Brian,
but the phones kept ringing for his assistants.
They did. They did. Yeah.
It was amazing.
Brian Billick is another guy. Brian Billick won a Super Bowl, Jay, as you remember.
Everybody hates him in the NFL. That's why.
Right. Well, he won a Super Bowl, was 13-3 2 years prior, and then the next year he went like 3-13, and they fired him. And that's it. And that was rap. That's all she wrote. With a Super Bowl, just 1 year removed from a 13-win season. It's a hard league, man. It's a hard league. But hey, you know what, boys? You had a good season. You made the playoffs. It was fun. You rallied late. I mean, good for you guys.
You just put your arm around us and walk us out the door. That's basically what you just did. Yeah.
Hey, Jay. Jay, it's not you. It's him.
Right, yeah, exactly. That's the element.
I mean, I don't know what you guys are talking about. I have dual citizenship now, so I'm still in the playoffs. I don't know what you people are talking about.
Jay, you know what? Get him, Jay. Come on.
You can't be a fan of two teams. No, I don't want to hear it. I don't care where you live. You can't do it. You can't be a Steeler and a Houston fan. No.
Sorry.
Like being a
Green Bay fan and a Redskin fan.
I renounced my commander citizenship. I don't even ask. When people say you should root for the Commanders, I say, why? They're not my team. Well, they're from Washington. I go, I don't root for zip codes. I root for teams with names and colors and logos and history.
You're my favorite. I don't hate you even being a Houston Astro fan. But this one, I can't say it. No, can't do it. You can't
Here's
do
the
it.
Thing. There
no
are
say.
No.
I don't care what you say.
Dave's going to cut me. There's no special awards for rooting for a team when they go through crap. As I cross the 50 threshold, I literally have boiled my life down to this. I'm paying you to entertain me. If you do not entertain me, I will take my business elsewhere. It is how I feel now. Life is way too short. And God bless Jay for like getting through all the stuff he's went through. Dude, I am so thrilled that you're on the other side of this stuff. But I'm not going to waste any more time on this team unless they show me they're worth my time on an October in Houston, Texas, when it's 72 outside and the golf gods are calling me.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
If they continue to hire him, I will just stop watching any team. I'll just sit there and go, hey, this team's on. I'll watch this team. Are you a fan of him? No, not really.
Jay.
I'm just going to watch football. That's it.
Jay, Scotty has about as much loyalty as Don King in the prime of his career. He would go from one corner to the other and would say, I got to go where the wild goose goes.
My loyalty is as long as my patience. And both of you have been on golf trips with me, and you very well know my patience is all but non-existent.
Yeah, so. Nathan knows this. Nathan knows.
It's in the negative numbers.
Negative numbers. Sure. Nathan knows what a huge Jordan Spieth fanatic Shirey was, to the point of buying his scripting from Nike for tournaments. Blue shirt, red shirt, striped shirt, all the
Under Armour, yes.
Not Nike, Under Armour. Yes. Getting all the Under Armour shit for Spieth and like tweeting and texting us on the text thread about Spieth. He dumped him, Jay, literally last year because he dared to have a family.
Okay, that's hardcore. That was.
You see,
I have no
time for losing in my space. There's just not that much time left. You got to show me. You got to show me something, man. I saw a great line the other day, and I cannot remember what coach said it, but he used to tell his players, your job is to prove to me that I cannot find somebody better than you every single day you step on that field. I think that's a great approach to being a fan of a team.
No,
it's my job.
No, it's the dumbest approach. You're not a fucking coach. You're a fan. You're supposed to have some loyalty. You're supposed to like an athlete for who he is and how he's striving. And too bad that you're a kidless, you know, narcissist. Jordan Spieth wants to have a family, asshole. Just stick with him. All right, Nathan.
Maybe I've been in sales too long.
Yeah, probably. All right. Well, Nathan, thank you for the deep dive on the miseries of the Steelers drafting the last couple of years. And we'll talk to you soon. All right, buddy?
My pleasure. Have a good one, guys.
Shirey, you log off too. Sir. Jay, sit tight, because if I touch any buttons on my phone, I'm going to fuck it up.
Well, Scotty, let's see if Zabel will let us do how there should be in no player in the MLB Hall of Fame for like the next 30 years, because everybody is okay, but they're letting them in to the MLB. Because if Todd Helton gets in, I will never be a baseball fan ever again. Todd Helton gets in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Oh, I can ride with you on that. Thanks. I can ride with you on that. What about Billy
Agent Beltre? I don't think Agent Beltre is a great Hall of Famer. And people have yelled at me that he guess he is. And I have so many reasons to tell you why he's not. But that's another one. That's another show.
I have beef because he's a Texas Rangers, and quite frankly, I loathe Dallas more than I loathe vegetables. Jay, you should
see the kind of vitriol for the for the strangers, he calls them, for Dallas, capitalized ass, and their fans, and how they are just like they learned baseball 5 seconds ago because nobody gives two shits about the Rangers in Dallas. They're all Cowboy fans.
If you said who Toby Harrow was, they'd go, who?
No clue.
That's who I know you're not a fan. If I could say Toby Harrow, you don't know. Or Bob Willis, if I said that name, you would know. You can shut up then. Don't talk to me.
Right.
We have to get back together before baseball season, Steve. I would love to get on with Jay and swap that stuff. That's,
well, I'm
fascinated what Baltimore's doing, so.
Oh, yeah. It hurt that your O's, hon, crapped out early. Let's hope they can go farther this year. Yeah, the O's is
kicked, but that's what happens in basketball. You play a team who's really good all the time. That's how baseball – so I couldn't say anything about it.
Yeah. Well, anyway,
I'll take off.
Looks all right. Thank you. Thank you, Scotty. See you later, buddy.
You guys. Okay. You bet. Bye-bye.
All right, there you go. Okay. There he goes. Out of the portal right there. All right. All right.
Good run.
That was a good run. Good run there. I love passionate, sports fandom, even if it is fickle and very merciless.
I'll never let him talk about a team of two teams. Nope, I'm sorry. I don't care what he said. That's you can't do it.
Oh, there's still people that don't accept the fact that I'm not a Commanders fan, that I have abandoned both the team and the market. But I don't give a shit, I live with my own conscience. If I was truly hopping from team to team to team every couple of years, fine, call me a douchebag. I deserve it. This is a one-year move. This is a once-in-a-lifetime move, and that's it.
Who will be hated more in their town? I was thinking about this after I heard this. Jerry Krause or your old owner? Who will be the hated person most between those two? Because I don't know if people how much – loath against Jerry Krause was.
Well, okay. There's two things here. First of all, David Tepper is the new king asshole.
He holds all the belts.
The IBC, the WBA, the WCBC belt. He's got all three around his waist and around his shoulders walking in the ring. He's king asshole. It was revealed today that Jim Irsay nearly fucking died of an overdose in December, and we're just learning about it now. Now, he's an asshole.
He's not his dad, though.
What about his dad?
His dad was the worst in the North.
Sure, but his kid, I think, is a chip off the block. I mean, remember the season started with him talking shit about Jonathan Taylor? The NFL won't care tomorrow if Jonathan Taylor is gone, or if I'm gone, for that matter. The league moves on. And he was just being a real crass asshole about it. And then Taylor, held out, and they struggled without him, and they had to end up paying him anyway. And I am sympathetic to people with addictions. But, I mean, this is a terrible look for a billionaire to nearly OD himself. And then they tried to cover it up for a month. I mean, it's just kind of bad. So if you were a coach,
he had like a back problem or something, he really had like bad back from weightlifting or something.
Well,
I got a
bad back from shoveling. That's how I started the podcast. Maybe I can become addicted to pills.
Don't OD. How about that? Don't OD.
I think that's how Rush Limbaugh got addicted to what was the drug that knocked his hearing out briefly?
Do you remember
the phase where he couldn't hear and he had to have some special translator
for
the callers? And then he finally revealed it was an opiate. It was it's a huge crisis in America. It's been overprescribed, very powerful painkiller. The name will come to me in just a second. But anyway, so that aside, you say hated, and you mentioned Jerry Krause. I've yet to talk about this, and I'm glad you brought it up. They honored Jerry Krause and had his widow in attendance at a game recently. And they put up on the scoreboard, and they projected down to the court a tribute graphic for Jerry Krause. and there was some booing. Some. It wasn't more than 50-50 to my ears, Jay. I've heard a lot worse. And then it looked like Ms. Krause was in tears and sobbing because of the booing. I don't know if she said afterwards, yes, it was definitely because of the booing. I was shocked and embarrassed and ashamed. Or if she was just overtaken by the overall moment. But I got a problem here in that, hey, what did you think was going to happen?
That's what I said. Why would they bring him out? Did they not know that their late father was the worst person, one of the worst GMs ever, who tried to take all the credit for, you know, having, I don't know, some guy named Michael Jordan?
Well,
yeah.
There's a debate about, was he a bad GM? He made.
Yes, he was.
Oh, boy. There's a debate about that. He made good moves, moves that did not please Jordan.
He drafted. Oh, what's the guy from not Turkey?
Oklahoma, Stacey King.
No,
Stacey Burger King.
You ever heard the story about Jordan and talking about Stacey in front, right, sitting in front of him?
Yeah.
Well, oh yeah. Well, what's his number? Number seven. He drafted from Europe. What's his name? God damn it.
Kukoc.
Yes, he did draft Kukoc.
Kukoc was a good player.
That was a great move.
He brought in Luke Longley, who was a critical part of those championship teams that was not featured in The Last Dance because he couldn't make it out of Australia because of the pandemic. So there's that move as well. He also traded Oakley for Cartwright. And I remember I was like, I don't know, man. Oakley's this badass. And Cartwright's kind of a weird, old, stiff-legged old man. But Cartwright could actually score the post back to the basket. He gave him an inside scoring threat when Oakley was more of a bruiser. Right, right, exactly. So, I don't know. I think Jordan and The Last Dance made a bit too much of Krause being the bad guy. And it was an easy narrative. And I get it. He was not a totally good guy. But here's the deal on that tribute. You honor Jerry Krause. You tell the surviving Mrs. Krause, Mrs. Krause, why don't we have you at a suite for a game the night before or after? Because fans are idiots, and some are going to boo. You don't need to be there for that. You don't deserve that. We're still going to honor your late husband, and you're going to get to come to a game. We're going to give you the royal treatment. That's what they should have done. I mean,
right,
come on.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. All right. Let's say, before we go, well, I don't think there's time for it. Your thoughts on Whitlock versus Stephen A. Smith?
I don't know what there are a lot of people who dissent that. I don't know what you expect me to say about this.
Well, you hate Whitlock. It didn't change your opinion. Did it make you hate Whitlock more afterwards?
I don't think you can hate anybody more.
the needle was already pegged.
He's a troll. There's nothing for me to say. And the fact, I mean, I don't like, you know, Steph just because all of his. What's the word I want to say? His
trolling as a Cowboy hater. See, I think no, Stephen A.
He's over the top a lot.
Sure,
he's over the top a lot.
He's a performer.
I don't hate him.
He's a performer, is what he is. He's a cable TV character, is what he is.
I hate Stephen A. Smith.
Oh, I know.
I can truly say that I hate Whitlock.
Well, yeah, Stephen A. does as well. The one thing Whitlock pulled on, the loose thread, was Stephen A. claiming he got a scholarship because he hit 17 straight jumpers in a Sunday tryout for, was it Winston-Salem State he went to?
No, it was in Brooklyn. I think it might have been at the, was he, it at the MSG? It was a high school game.
He said,
just went crazy one night.
Okay, 17 in a row, though, Jay.
That one you might have.
All right. Well, we'll just leave it at that. Had a good run. You sounded good, Fiddle. Are you feeling better?
Yes, I feel fine.
A little bit better every day.
They all say the same thing. When I say what happened, they're like, "We don't know." So, like, well, that's wonderful. Let's not let it happen again. How about that one?
Are you still seeking answers?
Yeah, but they probably give me every test they could.
Okay.
And there's just, but one lady said, and with a straight face, didn't smile. She just didn't even give me a laugh. She said, well, you know, how many of this happens to people, you know, strokes are like 15%. So it just could be you just, you know, whatever they have, one of those things. I'm like, that doesn't make me feel any better, lady. So don't, you know, you could have given me some sugar on that, you know, spoon.
No,
you
let down. So many people in the medical business have zero bedside manner. And I think it's a combination of, A, you have to have that to be attracted to work in the field. And secondly, you deal with it every day. Someone's loved one dying or contracting a terrible disease and just being in utter pain. I think they've got a guard against it. So they're really not good in terms of telling you a pretty story, as the saying would go. Know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Well, good. Well, I'm glad you're feeling better. And, you know, we're going to file this one under a medical cold case. It will be like it'll be like the 86% of murders in Philadelphia that are currently unresolved in a cold file. We don't know, and we're probably never going
to
know.
Also, we have to do, since when football goes away, we have to do a list of you and I doing a list. I watched the Sopranos that were on HBO the other night. Ooh. We have to do the top 10. Characters of Sopranos, even though, like, you and I, number one,
yes,
is going to be Tony.
A draft. Draft. Yes,
yeah.
Perfect.
Even though number one is going to be Tony Soprano for you and I, it's not even, you know, but
you may be surprised.
10 through 9, we have to do that, because I found some stuff and I was like, I forgot about this person. They were awesome. So we're going to do that after Super Bowl.
I will say this, I am ready to leverage multiple future assets to move up if I need to take Paulie Galtieri with my number 2 overall pick, because I fucking love Paulie. I love Paulie Walnuts to the goddamn moon as a character.
He might be in the top 5 for me.
It's going to be a lot of action on draft day to move up there for old Paulie Walnuts, but okay. All right, Jay, sounds like a plan, buddy, and we'll talk to you soon. Thanks.
Bye-bye now.
All right. Lively discussion today, and thank you for bearing with me on getting all the boys hooked up together. Thanks for listening. Tomorrow, it is the subscriber edition of the Zabecast. Zabe, Scott, and Solly, the original formula. We will go over the 4 playoff games we've got left, 2 Saturday, 2 Sunday. Who do we like? What are our picks? I went 1-5 last week. Yes, I sucked. Time to go 4-4-4-0. Or next week's picks are absolutely free. We'll see you then. Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today.